Yo, peace, Hip Girls Podcast, and this is episode 5, and we here, right back at y'all.
This is O.
And this is Aza, and this episode, we talking about spring. Spring is here, setting new intentions and starting new habits. But first, we want to talk about an album that came out, Solange's new album. What you think, Zo?
Solange's album, When I Get Home. It's a few songs on there that stuck out to me. Actually, my favorite song is Stay Flow. I like it.
By Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin?
Yeah, and those his vocals too. Like where he sounded like Timbaland.
Oh, shit. I thought that was Timbaland the whole time. Yeah. That's why I was like, damn, this sounds like a Timbaland beat. But she kind of sounded like Aaliyah a little bit.
Yeah, that shit hard.
But that's probably my favorite song. What I like about it, I like that it's like, it flows good. I think the order, the way she put her songs flow good. It kind of do start off slow. If it didn't start off slow. I kind of wanted her to start off with the way to the show, the intro.
The intro?
Yeah. Let me see this. Things I imagine are bad, you know, it's just repetitive, so I really, it's just a cool little tune that you can just put on.
Yeah. So if you was to rate Solange's album, When I Get Home, what would you give it on a scale from 1 to 10?
I give it probably like a 7.
Be generous.
No, I give it a 7. Because I feel like I see that the table is a solid, it's probably a solid 8.5, 9. Yeah. So I give this about a 7.
I'm gonna give When I Get Home a 9. She can't do no wrong to me. But the music, I like the music. My favorite song is Almeida. And Sound of Rain. That shit.
Sound of Rain is nice.
That shit was crazy.
I think that's a good spring song.
Yeah. And so I looked up the production. She had a super producers. Pharrell, Raphael Sadiq, Tyler the Creator, and then she had Cassie on the vocals with her.
Which one?
I think Sound of Rain.
Yeah.
Was it Cassie or Abra? She got a lot of dope people on her though.
That kind of makes sense.
But overall, I like the album. I think it's very, they call it cosmic jazz because it's like a new wave, experimental type sound. And it's repetitive and she's doing that on purpose.
I think she is too. I think she started that off her other album, Seat at the Table, by being repetitive and knowing that's her lane.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that, but when you think about it, like from like years and decades ago, they used to do that a lot.
Yeah. But it's, you know what that is though, right?
Yeah, it's just it's
affirmations,
like a,
mantras.
And it's just sticking in your head. But I like the album. I like it. I like how she came out with the film and she just did like the Black Planet thing. Yeah. The marketing of it was dope. It's different. Like that whole family is creative. So I didn't expect nonetheless with that.
Man, I only watched the film twice. But it's a body of work. It's like truly a body of work. And I like the interlude when she got the witch saying do nothing without intentions. Mm-hmm. Like everything that she was saying. And that's gonna segue us into setting new intentions for the spring.
Yeah. You know,
Spring is lit. It's like spring.
Spring sets the tone for the rest of the year.
Do you hear me?
It just makes me like appreciate a lot of things when spring gets here.
Spring is really my new year. And I think in traditional ancient culture, spring was the new year. Because that's when everything starts to grow.
Right.
And so that's when you're supposed to grow. And, you know, piggybacking from Solange, do nothing without intentions. I think spring is the perfect time to, like, set new intentions. Like you said start working out.
Yeah, a lot of people start working out in the spring. Even though they say you build the best bodies in winter, but a lot of people are more motivated in spring. I feel like spring is a season of motivation, inspiration. From just the weather and the good energy, like people are done hibernating and done doing the family thing.
You're ready to get out.
Everybody
shake your tail feathers.
Motivated. And they just ready to, like, do different things. Less clothes.
Yeah, get
more
that.
Trips and shit.
You know, spring is mating season. I think spring is mating season. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought
fall was. Why would you think fall? No, spring. Okay, I'm going to break it down so it can forever be broken. Spring is mating season because when you look at Easter and you see the bunny, right?
Right.
What does a bunny represent? Bunny represents fertility. It's dropping eggs.
True.
So...
Is that why I got pregnant in March?
Nigga, yes. That's spring it. Is okay. is that's when okay. everybody is fertile.
It's reflective for me because...
That's when you got knocked off.
I got pregnant. And it was the start of the spring. And I went on vacation and got pregnant. And yeah.
Yeah, so
maybe. It could be true.
Be careful. No, but like when you think about it, you know, in nature everything is fertile, so the women are fertile, men are fertile. This is like when people start selecting.
Get a lot of Scorpios and Sagittarius.
Yeah, Scorpios. So another thing about spring is when people start to detox. So I'm supposed to be detoxing now, even though I'm drinking this. But it's a good time.
Well, I'm doing my little junk food thing. Like, no sugar, no sweets, no chips, no prepackaged stuff.
That's fine.
So I'm doing that now. And I think my body is reacting to it because it wants it. And plus, I'm in that cycle now.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing that. I'm trying to see how that lasts. But I've been good. Like, I haven't even thought about a candy bar or, like, a bag of chips or anything. So... I think it's going good.
So are you replacing that type of stuff with something, or are you just cold turkey?
No, I don't replace it because I already do things like with fresh fruit and stuff. Like I eat fruit all the time, so that's basically replacing it. Just more fruit, and I start liking cranberries.
Cranberries,
because they're sweet. Yeah, I like cranberries.
Cranberries really good for you.
I do a lot of cranberries, more like peanuts, almonds, and I've got into banana chips. Yeah.
You know what I love? Mango. Dried mango. That shit is so fire.
Dried mango?
Yes.
My coworker gets me
it's a lot of
dry
sugar.
Cranberry and dry strawberries.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of strawberries, this is the season where you're supposed to start eating berries.
Yeah, I eat berries all year round.
Yeah, but this is like where you can go outside.
My cherries is my favorite fruit, so cherries. That's why I'll be looking forward to them.
Where you get your cherries from? Soulard?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so fire. I can eat like a whole. I eat it like popcorn.
I love cherries. It's my favorite. Yeah.
So you just put them in a bowl and eat them. But if you go outside to the park, you'll see berries. Like berries about to start coming down.
Right. And but when do watermelons?
Summer.
No.
June.
Okay. Yeah. Kiwis.
I can
see that.
Yeah.
Kiwi and strawberries both like coincide.
It's just good to know what fruit is in season, and collard greens are too. So like when you doing your farmer market or whatever, you know you getting like local goods, fruit and vegetables.
It
help build your immune system. So spring is here, and we hope you guys get the most out of spring. You're supposed to sleep better, too.
with that hour going forward.
Man, I've been struggling with sleep.
I think that's like the worst time to sleep in spring.
Why?
Because this is a time where the pollen, the allergies, everything flares up. So, like, it's harder to sleep.
I thought it's...
The air is worse to me in spring for me. Like, I have a... The pollen, like, you can just tell, like, the air gets crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you see your eyes watering. That sounds like an allergy to me.
Yeah, I know. So, I was chewing ginger. I be eating raw ginger for it. But I didn't get a chance to do it today.
What, dry eyes?
Just for my whole sinuses. Like, I just...
I didn't know that.
You can, yeah, I eat raw ginger. And
I just do different. I do all type of stuff, but I learned that if you eat bananas, shrimp, and beans, you can like decrease headaches and stuff like
for
that.
Real?
And migraines.
Mm-hmm. Beans and shrimp.
Seafood, beans, and bananas decrease headaches and migraines.
What healing properties do shrimp have? I'm so curious.
It's not just shrimp. I think it's just all seafood.
Seafood, period. I wonder if it's like the algae in the water or something.
It's something. But I can't remember what it was. I hadn't read about it maybe 2 days ago.
But okay, and this is my argument. And we're going to wrap this up real quick. I think spring, you supposed to get more rest. Because in the winter, you threw off. That shit throw you off. Because listen... I seen your you be rolling your eyes.
I'm sleepy right now. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
And see,
tired.
That's good.
That's horrible.
Why? What time is it?
I should be tired.
That's good. That's good rest, good sleep. Because in the winter it get dark too fast. Remember?
Thrown off, sure.
It be like 6-5 some shit. And then in the spring, everything start to like balance and mellow out. Now the sun going down at 8 o'clock.
It's the right time.
You supposed to take your ass to bed. Niggas be trying to turn up.
It's difficult because like, yeah, I get it. I understand.
I'm always right at the end.
I understand.
Yeah, so spring, man, make those spring vision boards. Work out more. I'm telling myself this actually. Oh, you know what else I was looking into? Why spring and summer is good? Sweating. The benefits of sweating.
That's
so
one thing I don't like to do.
I'm finna take my ass to the sauna. I'm finna make that part of my regimen. Like sauna
and
I'm sweating.
I'm trying to get into yoga. I might go buy me some yoga mats when I leave here.
But are you going to do... you going to do the yoga?
Yoga.
You gonna get the yoga mat. Niggas be like,
I'm gonna get the, it's the start because if you don't have it, then what you gonna do?
You can do yoga without the yoga mat.
No, I need proper, proper.
The essentials.
Yes, I need the stuff. Like, that's just like me going to the gym without dumbbells. Like, I need it. Like, you need it.
Okay. All right.
I'm supposed to be getting into yoga, but we'll see.
The yoga, I stretch. Is that considered yoga? Yoga?
Rick does that. He stretches a lot. He want to get into yoga, so.
Y'all should do it together, like, type thing.
It can be a thing. It depends.
So we gonna say this, and this is for ourselves. This is a spring affirmation. I know for me, I'm going to make a new regimen, and it's going to be eating fresh food that's in season and working out, sweating. The benefits of sweating is tremendous. It boosts your immune system. It decreases stress. What else do it do? It helps you sleep better.
Really?
When you sweat. Think about when you sweat. That's everything you just like letting go.
It interrupts my sleep. When I sweat, I definitely get up.
What you mean? No, like, I'm talking about, like, you work out profusely.
Like, sweating. Before I go to sleep?
That, to me, I'm so passionate about this. Like, I was just doing so much research about it. But you don't seem excited.
I'm just trying to think, how can sweating make me feel better?
Because, listen, I used to be an athlete. Yeah, like, okay, like, during a work week, right?
I hear about that. Go crazy. Like, my sinus is...
Your sinus fucking up. You got to start eating ginger. Or, like, drinking a ginger drink. And I promise you, it'll all go away.
But I need to go give me some ginger tea or something.
Yeah, but nothing is like the raw ginger.
How would I eat that?
Just...
eating ginger.
You just like
so bad. I'm like, why are you eating it like that? How do I eat it? I don't know how to eat ginger.
You can like, well, if you want to do it, you know, neatly and stuff like that, you can get a knife and kind of like cut it, like you cutting an apple or you shaving an apple.
And I just eat it and swallow.
Yeah.
It.
Okay. So you will take the skin off and then you will like cut it like you're slicing an apple and mm-hmm. eat it.
Wow.
And it, wow. And it's gonna help, I promise.
What it helps with?
Sinus, it's like a natural, I don't know, I'm getting tired myself. But I'll send you the benefits. Ginger is good for everything.
I don't really eat this stuff. Ginger is very strong.
It's like, it's not like garlic. Like, garlic will make you punch. Like, purge. It's not like garlic. But the benefits of ginger is that it's a natural, you looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay, help me.
I was just gonna do a ginger tea.
But it's not the real thing. You got a real headache. You need real ginger.
I don't have a headache. It's just pressure.
It's the pressure from the sinus. Okay, now we like turn into doctors on the podcast. So,
I'm always looking up some Google.
I think my homeboy used to eat raw peppers and ginger for his sinus. Like a habanero like pepper or a jalapeno pepper and some that was his shot. It was like a sinus shot.
Jesus.
What's the benefits? What is it? I know it helped with nausea.
Yeah, I
didn't
see that.
A lot of people, yeah, like your colon, infection, your whole stomach, infection, cold. Yeah. I got ginger at work, like in the work fridge. So we gonna wrap this up while she look up the benefits of ginger.
They got ginger water. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can do that yourself, man. You can cut some ginger and put it in water. They always trying to sell some shit.
It just
popped up. You see how bad I got? So yeah, man. I'm really trying to like motivate myself and inspire other people to get them a spring regimen so they can be fine for the summer. Everybody want to be fine for the summer, but it starts in spring. So spring into action, eat your fresh fruit, get more sleep, sweat, and listen to some good music. You want to close on anything?
I would say my thing for spring is probably just focusing on my goals. Learning to save. I'm gonna do the yoga like I said earlier.
Important stuff.
I'm gonna do yoga. yoga. I don't know.
What's some of your goals this spring? This is the new year.
Business,
what's your goal?
Business, launch my business. I just wanna learn how to save. I suck at money, like saving money.
I'm saving money.
I do want to get into different, like, I'm going to challenge myself every 30 days of, like, cold turkey and something. Like,
cold turkey
something. But right now I'm doing no junk food, so my next one will probably be...
Starbucks or loud.
I don't know. It just might be something out of the ordinary, but I think of it. But that's pretty much what my spring will be about.
You know what I think I'm gonna challenge myself to do? Get more sleep. Like put my phone on airplane mode and just like get the best sleep. When I wake up, I just wanna dance. Like I want that type of sleep.
What you think the best time is to sleep? like during the day? Like, when is the best time to go to sleep?
I think when you start rubbing your eyes.
Really?
No, I think the best time to go to sleep, well, the doctors say you're supposed to go to sleep before 11. If you up past 11, then you straining your body. You straining yourself.
That's me.
I think it's most of us. You ain't the only one. I think that's going to be another episode, sleep, though, because that's America's. It's like 1 in 3 Americans don't get enough sleep.
I be trying. I think it's just trying to get on the schedule, your child.
The baby. Yeah. You got a little one. Shit. I tell them to go to sleep. If they don't go to sleep, I'm going to go to sleep. And the house going to be quiet.
My baby have a tendency of waking up in the middle of the night. That's the worst thing.
So, we going to be all right. Thank y'all for tuning in for episode 5. Next time, we going to talk about whatever you guys tell us that y'all wanna hear us talk about. We sleepy right now. Peace.